Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks' last battle before the holiday season begins takes place down here in the Show Me State tonight, where the St. Louis Blues now feature a new head coach and a new plan of attack. So a 60-minute effort is mandatory for the Blackhawks if they hope to start the holidays off on the right foot. The drop of the puck and we're underway, and the Blues now control. Bedard recovers the puck in the high slot to Phillips' left circle. He'll fire, and that hit Reese Johnson, who was checked in front of the Blues net and knocked down to the ice by Parayko. He's slow to get up. Meanwhile, Thomas back into the hot zone. Fires. He scores. Robert Thomas got some open ice and a nice pass from the left wing side of the Hawk zone and beat Sonnerblom with the first shot of the game by the Blues into the top left corner. And it's 1-0 St. Louis. Here's Bedard carrying out of the Hawk zone through center ice over the Blues blue line to the right circle. Toe drag and a shot goes wide of the net. Bedard got the puck back in behind the net. Wraparound, he scores! That was the lacrosse shot! Connor Bedard, his 13th goal on the season. He had Binnington looking the wrong way. He took the puck in the lacrosse maneuver and stuck it into the top left corner past Binnington. You got to see this on the highlight reel, folks. We're tied at one.
Oh, this is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, the fans here in St. Louis, they're just going nuts because of the skill of Connor Bedard.
Behind the Blues net off the draw. Letty pounds the puck around, not out, kept in by Radish at the line. Radish racing down the right wing side of the corner. Then in behind the Blues net to the left corner. Banks into the left point yard. Tenorti fires, he scores! It's Anthony Beauvillier with his second goal as a member of the Hawks against the Blues. And the Hawks have now taken a quick 2-1 lead down here in St. Louis. Back-to-back goals inside of 30 seconds. Carries to center ice, got the puck into the blue zone. At the right point, Radish now to Kurashev, put it in front, they score! Kurashev fired from the right circle. Binnington made the initial save in the butterfly position, but there was Nick Foligno to clean up the rebound. He put it in behind Binnington for a power play goal. Bada boom, bada bing, it's 3-1 Hawks. Grevier on the near side, had the puck, lost it to McKechnie to play back in the net. Moves to the right point. A big shot by Parayko. He scores. I mean, that shot got off of Parayko's stick blade and into the back of the Hawk net at warp speed. It's now 3-2 in favor of the Hawk. That was a bomb from Parayko. Puck taken away by the Blues. Into the Hawk zone. Kyrou drops it off. Right circle, Buchnevich cuts in front and fires. And a butterfly save made by Soderblom. Hawks come back up ice 2-on-1. Radish over the line to Dickinson. Fires it. He scores! Jason Dickinson with his 11th goal in the season. He scored in back-to-back nights, and he gives the Hawks the two-goal lead back at 4-2. Foligno grabs the puck, and he'll skate it up ice up the left wing and over the Blues line. Dropping the shoulder of the net, he moves in and shoots and scores! His second goal of the night! It's a shorthanded goal! And he extends the Hawks' lead to 5-2. Bada boom, bada bing! Break out the Bandito. The Hawks are cruising here in St. Louis. Marunovic at the line in the deep slot. Now to the top of the right circle. Hayes put it down beside the net side. Redirects it past Sonnerblom. They score. Power play goal, and the Blues have cut the Hawks' lead now to 5-3. Former Blackhawk Brandon Saad deflecting that pass up into the top shelf past Sonnerblom. Hayes beside the right wing circle. He'll creep to the corner. Hayes holding the puck, moving out top of the right circle. Put it over left circle. Wrist shot. They score. This is off of Falk's stick. And I believe Jake Neighbors deflected that one past Sonnerblom. It's another power play goal. And the Blues are now back within a goal of the Hawks at 5-4. Don't go away. Kurashev firing one from the line off the blocker of Binnington. Blues come back up ice. Thomas into the Hawk zone, down the left wing, drops the shoulder, leaves the puck in front. Kyrou shoots and scores. The Blues have tied the game with back-to-back goals and three goals in succession. This time it's Jordan Kyrou. And the Blues have now tied it at 5 as the Enterprise Center erupts. from the draw. Crevier clears to center ice. Here the Blues back into the Hawk zone. Falk fires from the top of the right circle. He scores. Only his second goal of the season, Justin Falk. Let a wrist shot go that I believe Soderblom misplayed or wasn't expecting. It looked like it hit the bottom of his blocker and went in behind him, and the Blues lead 6-5. Kucherov, top of the right circle, 1:10 on the clock. Down to Foligno, right corner. Creeps into the right circle. Put it over, picked off by Kyra. He skates ahead to center ice. Over the Hawk line, toward the empty net. He shoots and scores. And that's going to salt it away. The St. Louis Blues with their fifth unanswered goal. This one into an empty net. Leaves the score at 7-5 in favor of the Blues.